Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Not Another True Crime Podcast. It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back, everybody, to a special emergency bonus, not really an emergency, of Not Another True Crime Podcast.
A breaking news.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Type of thing. I feel like right now it's like me and you, we're not invited into the courtroom, but like we're in the bathroom of the courthouse, like just on our microphones getting the information and relaying it. Yeah.
I wish. I mean, and by the bathroom of the courthouse, I mean on the New York Times website. But But we had a couple people ask who was covering the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and obviously real journalists, but then us.
Us. Because also, because I feel this was such a long time, this case and this trial was such a long time coming. Of course, then the whole 2020 of everything happened. So she wasn't, Ghislaine was not top of mind for a minute, but now the case is coming back to a head and we're going to get, I hope we get some answers, but we do have some updates about what's going on so far.
I mean, I don't know if even we need answers. Like, there doesn't seem to be much of a mystery, but
that's true.
Hopefully we'll get some justice.
Hopefully someone gets put behind bars for a long, long time.
Yeah. I mean, if you forgot, Ghislaine Maxwell was Jeffrey Epstein's kind of madam. She would help him, like, sex traffic underage girls. And that is basically who she is.
And was, like, part of his, like, fixture of how they, like, how they became such the upper echelon of New York and beyond, literally, like, major socialites. And she kind of was able to, like, I feel like, be, like, the kind of, like, buddy-buddy person with everybody along with him.
Yeah, because she was a socialite. So, basically, if you don't remember, in 2020, she was caught hiding out at a New Hampshire estate. Well, she's been in jail pretty much ever since then, awaiting trial, and she has been working hard to get freed before her trial, probably because she has a French passport and France doesn't extradite, and that was the same reason that all the judges, the judge was like, no.
Also, it's like, this is one of the highest profile cases of current time. Like, no, you're saying we're not gonna get out of jail free card, ma'am.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I mean, she just wanted to get out on bail, basically. But the judge in her case and also a federal appeals court have rejected 6 requests from her to get her out of jail before the trial. So,
wow.
She tried, she failed 6 times.
Because I know they kept on, I think it was her attorney kept on being like, the conditions are awful. She says her cell smells bad and things like that. And
boo,
they're like,
fucking who?
Yeah. Oh, because like, yeah, she also, they said that she had weight loss. Okay, I'm like, I'm not going to let you out of jail because you lost. I'm like, don't brag to me. hair loss, vision loss, and is too exhausted to prepare for her trial. You're too exhausted to prepare for your trial?
Yeah, boo fucking who, like, is all I can say.
God.
Like, oh, I'm sorry jail is stressful to you. You know what was stressful? When you fucking sex trafficked minors. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, cry me a fucking
like, movie. What is that? Like, right? What's that at the door? Oh, the consequences of your actions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, well, well.
Well, weird. Weird how this turn of events handed for you.
Yes. If it isn't the consequences of my own actions. So. Also, a special shout out to Amanda Duberman, the editorial director of The Sup, who helped me research some of this. They also broke it down on The Sup podcast.
Oh, I love Amanda.
Yeah, go listen to that as well. But anyway, Ghislaine's trial is happening now. One thing that is interesting is the judge, defendant, and the leading prosecutor and DA are all women.
Ooh.
Girl power, I guess.
It's Little Mix, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the jurors are evenly split, 6 men, 6 women. And it was actually pretty difficult to find people who were not considered prejudiced, probably because of like how ubiquitous this case is.
That's and like ubiquitous, high profile, mm-hmm. and just like the type of the nature of it. Very hard to find anybody who doesn't have preconceived notions about her, the situation at hand, and XYZ.
Yeah. So what's happening now is that 4 victims will testify under pseudonyms. The first one, Jane, I put that in air quotes, which I just realized that you guys can't see.
But I think they felt it.
Thank you. So the first victim, who's known as Jane, testified on Wednesday. She said Maxwell and Epstein struck up a conversation with her when she was 14 at summer camp. Epstein was supposedly visiting as a benefactor. And then she said that she experienced years of sexual abuse at Epstein's properties in New York, Florida, and New Mexico. And she said sometimes these involved groups of people and sometimes Maxwell participated in the acts.
And it's insane they were able to get her just from like walking to a place with a bag of money being like, oh, we want to help. And like, because that's also, I feel like people just put their blinders up in a situation like that. They're like, oh, money bags is here, do whatever the fuck you want, which is so disgusting and awful.
Well, it was weird because I know they had a meeting with her and her mother, and then her mother didn't go to subsequent meetings. But it's like they seem to have made appearances to like make it seem like everything was on the up and up. Yeah. And she also testified that Epstein took her to meet Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago when she was 14. And she didn't testify that Trump did anything, but still interesting, component.
Yeah, well, I do know that. I mean, I just feel like every single political party now is involved, even the UK one, because I think it was Epstein's former
Prince Andrew,
Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump.
Seriously, they're
all on that Epstein plane. So there is fucking that.
Right. God. And then she says that she didn't tell anybody about the abuse until it stopped in 2002.
Yeah.
And she told law enforcement about the abuse after Epstein's death in 2019. That was because she was working as an actress, I believe. She was working in Hollywood. She was concerned about retaliation in her career.
Which I mean, yeah. Weinstein, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, for sure.
That's how. And also all these big wig names of people that kind of are like how Hollywood like just supports each other. Yeah.
Right. It's like if Harvey Weinstein also had connections to the British monarchy.
God.
Like, and then she also kind of said that back when she was 14, at first Ghislaine seemed kind of friendly. She seemed friendly, like took her shopping, but then eventually started trying to talk to her about sex. And then, like we mentioned before, was involved in some of the acts. Feel like picture that is the picture of grooming.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's probably also half the reason why Ghislaine was there, to like sort of seem like an ally to these girls.
Almost like a maternalish big sister guide vibe type of thing.
It seems that way to me. And the defense team is just being so slimy. I mean, ugh. I think it's obnoxious. It's like, I mean, it's more than obnoxious, but it's like, Ghislaine, you fucking did it. Like, again, accept the consequences of your own alleged actions.
Please, like, it just save us all time. Own they did this for decades. The jig is up now.
Yeah. So they're basically pulling out every single low blow that they can. Her defense team is going to claim that Jane is only, you know, coming out with this information, only saying this for the money. There's a $5 million Epstein victim fund. Her lawyer is basically going to try to put all the blame on Epstein. Her attorney, Bobby Sternheim, said, ever since Eve has been blamed for tempting Adam with an apple, women have been blamed for things men have done. Give me a fucking break with this, like, fucking watered-down white feminist bullshit defense.
The toxic white feminism of Tope. And also, like, so you are calling her Eve. You're saying that she is now symbolic of all these women who also, the women who, you know, who've been oppressed by all this, the women that they took and coerced and abused.
I know.
And trafficked.
I'm like, so, give me a fucking break. Like,
it's not like
we
soon.
We do not claim you. No. We do not.
I can't wait for when, after all the testimonies, the lawyer's going to realize, got nothing else, just going to sing acoustic fight song by Rachel Platten. To be like, women! Like, no, not this. Not that at all.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And also the defense is planning to ask the women about their teenage sexual history. Ugh. And apparently they tried to bring in an expert that claims that grooming does not exist. I think that expert also had some kind of to do with Harvey Weinstein, but I could be remembering wrong. But again, they're pulling out all the stops. They are victim blaming. They are questioning her memory and basically trying to imply that she's lying. Everything in the Law and Order SVU, like, bad defense attorney playbook, they're pretty much doing it.
They're ripping it all out. And it's one of those things, like, they're really trying it. And as of this recording, which we're doing Thursday in the afternoon, it's day four. The last update is that Juan Alessi, who is Epstein's longtime housekeeper in Florida, is taking the stand to kind of, like, you know, bring in a lot to attention and also able to kind of, like, giving firsthand evidence of what has been going on at his mansions and everything like that. He said that so far he said that he saw, quote unquote, a slew of women in their 20s lounging around mostly topless. But he did want to point out that he especially saw at least two instances of underage girls at the home in 1991 and 2002. So, like, literally a 10-year span. And that this is only day four of a 6-week trial.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you never know with the American justice system, right? But I do feel like she will get convicted. I just feel like, I don't know how they could have found jurors who truly had never heard of this before.
That's what I honestly shocked, yeah.
So.
And I'm like, well, if we sent Teresa, if we made Teresa Giudice guilty, this bitch is behind bars for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. But yeah. I know, I mean, it'll be 6 more weeks and there's going to be, of course, it's going to be very, and I mean, just, you have to applaud the women taking the stand because they are going to play such low ball questioning and stuff like that. But just hopefully, when also seems like there are so many people that were there that are testifying and their testimonies are not painting her in a good light. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then in other news of toxic women on trial, although I would say definitely less toxic, Elizabeth Holmes is on the stand, which I'm like, who's video recording this? Because, again, we need to see if she's sticking to that voice.
I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I mean, immediately get her on perjury, I say.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
That right there. You're lying under oath.
I wonder if in her different voice, she's like, oh, that's not Elizabeth taking the stand, so I could lie with that. But in my real voice, it'd be lying. She could play a mind game with that. Who knows?
I know, like in the series of unfortunate events where, like, Violet signs her marriage contract with her left hand.
I could see Elizabeth is definitely, if anybody would take notes from a series of unfortunate events for legal counsel, it would be Ms. Holmes.
I mean, I would, but it's... So far, her cross-examination is, like, pretty interesting. Basically, there was, if you guys remember, there was this 2015 investigative report in the Wall Street Journal by John Carreyrou that really just exposed Theranos as a fraud. And in the cross-examination, it came out that Holmes really tried to kill this, stop it from coming out. She apparently directly appealed to Rupert Murdoch, who owns the Wall Street Journal's publisher, who also had invested $125 million in Theranos.
Oh!
Yeah, that was pretty damning. Not great stuff.
Not great stuff, and a lot of Christmas in Court. Is that that should be a Hallmark movie if it's not. But we're going to be seeing this is all going to be going on the holiday season. We're going to be keeping eyes on it.
Yeah. And then also when her own lawyer questioned her, she acknowledged, because she was trying to claim that like she was under Sonny Balwani's control and being kind of like manipulated, coerced. When her own lawyer questioned her, she admitted that he didn't force her to make statements to investors or journalists and didn't control her interactions with some of the prospective partners, including Walgreens and Safeway. So that's a bit of a hole in her defense there, because yeah. Walgreens was like the big partner.
Yeah. Well, also, I feel like it's one of those that defense could only work so long for her because she is such an egomaniac and has so much pride that I feel even if it could get her off of trial or out of like a get out of jail free card, she would still want to be like, no, I made these shots. Because I think in her mind, she still thinks it's a great idea.
I mean, it was a great idea. But like,
okay, I will give her
so
that
is a cure for cancer, but I haven't invented that.
Yeah, so is a bag of potato chips that never runs out and never makes you gain weight or break out.
Okay, that Theranos. Is a good idea. $900 billion dollars for that. Let's go.
Oh, God, a salt and vinegar. That sounds so good right now. Okay.
But yeah, so that's what's going on with that. I could really be thinking too highly of the justice system, but I think she's going to get convicted. Her defense, I mean, not a legal expert, but like her defense just doesn't seem to be holding up.
I feel like she's going to go down. Everyone's going to go down. They're going to be removed and put in jail quicker than the Hulu Astroworld documentary, The Final Update. That I don't know if you guys saw that Astroworld Concert from Hell, the literal title that Hulu made this documentary where people are still in the hospital of.
That is really not good.
No, it went on streaming platforms December 1st and it was removed December 2nd following just exclusive criticism and controversy and everything like that.
I mean, like, Fyre Festival was a concert from hell. Like, to call Astroworld a concert from hell is it feels like it's minimizing what happened because people died.
Exactly. And here is what is the, how you know it was intentionally done to be sensationalism and kind of like the gore porn of it on Hulu. It wasn't because it turned around so fast because it wasn't a Hulu doc. They just took the ABC Houston 50-minute news segment on it. And instead of just putting that on their platform so people could, like, I don't know why they would just like to say, like, ABC News on Hulu, they rebranded it and gave it this, like, logo and everything. And it makes it, that's what makes it even, like, more gross in my mind, because it was an intentional click ad grab from them. And then, like, with, like, it sort of just was like a little too much, like they were trying something there that clearly did not work.
Yeah, Hulu, honestly, I think does too much. Like, I think they did too much with the Jen Shah documentary because half of it is just like random Bravo fans being like, Jen is like iconic. And it's like, even on the show, she kind of sucked because she has two moods, which are, I don't know, chilling and fucking screaming at someone for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say crying, shouting, or doing the splits.
Yeah. Like nobody on the show, whatever. I mean, that's besides the point, but like she's not exactly the glue holding the cast together. She's more like the lightning rod for everybody's drama. But
exactly.
That was just like, whatever. I didn't love that documentary.
It also didn't provide any new intel or anything like that, which...
It was interesting that they spoke to some of the victims, I will say, and they kind of showed just, like, how far-reaching it was.
Well, it's weird because a lot of them, I thought, were victims that just were scammed in general from this and not directly from her, which was interesting.
Well, that, yeah, because I think that's why her sentence is so potentially severe and, like, these charges and why it also was brought up in the Southern District of New York was because, like, it was like she would... Well, she would allegedly defraud people, but, like, also the people that she sold the lead list to were, like, these fraud, I don't know, mills, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, like, it just goes, like, it goes further than Jen Shah allegedly calling some woman about refinancing her student loans or whatever was on that recording.
Exactly. And it is kind of, it is insane because I always do that, like, scamming like that happened, but I've never, like, examined it as much as I am now with the Jen Shah thing. And I'm like, damn, so many poor people get scammed with that. I'm shocked I have not. I probably have. Who knows?
One day. Maybe in like 30 years.
Yeah, we'll when I'm still paying demo. Off. When I'm still paying off my student loans, they're going to be like, you want to refinance? I was like, oh, please, yes.
They'll be like, want to make these go away? And I'll be like, yeah.
Yes, thank you. And also, why is everything on fire outside? Oh, global warming. You can't fix that. Here we go. Yeah. But yeah, so we'll keep you all updated with any... I mean, now we don't break news here, but we unpack some of the headlines with these bonus moments.
Yes. Also, I do want to shout out, by the way, this is not sponsored, but Oxygen should sponsor us.
Ooh,
but they're doing a special on Alex Murdaugh, and it's going to be led, hosted, reported by our BFF journalist, Troy Roberts.
He still owes us a drink, and now that, like, we have, like, 2 weeks, I feel like, before, like, any other lockdown might start again, we gotta jump on that.
You're right. We gotta go drink red wine with him and talk about the Murdaughs.
Oh, God. I'm very excited and interested about that.
Yeah. So, if you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to our interview with Troy Roberts. We did an episode with him. We talked about, like, the wildest shit he's seen, and it was fascinating.
He got stories. Yeah, he had a real... I could listen to him talk for... decades.
100%.
Yeah.
So that's all the updates we have for now. But, you know, when something else happens, you can trust that we will be right on it
a few days later, we'll hop on our
scheduled recording time and no sooner.
Yeah. There's no breaking alerts here. We're not going to like just DM every person who follows us on the Instagram account. Like, wait, guys, come join this like phone call. We're going to talk about Jen Shah. But I do want to shout out because we're doing mainly this bonus was born from the Facebook group because everyone was talking about all this there in the trial. So shout out to Nana, the True Crime group. As always, we always tell you to join because it's always a great time. And you always join, which is great.
No lies. And also DM us on Not Another True Crime on Instagram.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K.
And you can follow me at Sarah Lameem. And we'll be back with our regular episode on Monday.
Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico and Sean Kilby. Our hosts are Sarah Levine and Danny Murphy. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at NATCPod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to natc@betches.com. Betches.